Welcome to the Bipolar Chatterbox. Guys, it's Cass Eugene. And I like to just shout out to all the Chatterbox family right now. We've been going through some difficult times this past couple weeks. For those of you who are in the Chatbox family and you saw a couple days ago, yesterday actually, I left you guys a message. I left some cool music at the end of it. It's the Trigger Protection Mantra from Jhené Aiko. I love it. It's really calming. So if you need that, it's on the last episode. That is a tool you can use. I say again, there is a tool you can use on my last episode. Use that if you're someone who has been triggered, if you're someone who has to get out of a panic attack quickly. I'll leave that message for you. I didn't promote it because I went through a panic attack. And then moments later, I came up with a lesson for myself. And I felt that it was necessary to share it with you guys. I feel like people share their victories with you, but then they don't share the story that got, you know, that got them through the victory or got them to the victory. So with that being said, we're going to actually get back on track. Before the nation kind of started to crumble a little, I was talking about how to manifest your imagination so that you can develop your creativity. Also that you can do something that I call dreamscaping. But dreamscaping is just a term that I created. I'm sure someone else had used it somewhere else before. But dreamscaping to me is how you manifest your passion into money. Money. Who don't want some money? I know I do. I work in the catering business. Y'all know I do literally like everything. But I'm working the catering business. My restaurant, I'm the co-director of logistics. So if you have a catering event or you have a wedding or a cocktail party, I'm the guy, you know, me and my other co-director, we're the guys who's going to figure out how many plates, bowls, and make sure that they get there. You have all your pretty linens and then we'll go there and we'll bartend for you and so on and so forth. Well, those people have all canceled, naturally. But I also have my passion project, which I have been starting for the past year. My Remindful Aromatherapy bracelets. So you guys are going to hear a lot about all of this today. This has been a very long intro. I know you guys are like, man, when are we going to get to it? Right now. We're going to get to it right now. Okay, guys, we're back. All right, so we're going to talk about dreamscaping, but really quick, I was just going through my notes. And one thing I do want to briefly touch on is in the bipolar community, you know, we're dealing with this COVID-19. And I spoke just briefly about the fact that I had a trigger protection kind of mantra that you can go through. It's very relaxing. But when it comes to the bipolar community, there are a few other challenges other than toilet paper struggles to deal with. One that I really hope I'm not going to run into, but it's medication. I do believe individuals with mental health problems are not deemed essential people when it comes to getting your meds. If things start to shut down, guys, hey, look, I'm the guy who's always prepared. At least I try to be. Before we start today's episode, I want you guys to be a little bit more prepared. If you're bipolar, if you have any kind of mood disorder, if you're just anybody, period, but especially if you have any kind of mood disorder and if it requires medication, take stock of your meds right now. Like, as I'm thinking about this, I need to, the VA, they won't even allow you to come in to get your meds anymore. They have to mail them to you. And it normally takes 10 business days just to get to you regular, you know? So if you guys haven't stocked up on your meds, like, this is a time to do that. If you don't have a bag for emergencies, you know, a first aid kit, some water, you know, some emergency provisions, you should definitely have one. And if you have one, make sure you put your meds inside of there. One of our next few episodes is going to be on medications. That's not today's episode. So for what it's worth, I just wanted to take a brief moment, speak to the bipolar mood disorder community, remind you guys, stay safe out there. Keep your hands washed, social distance, but also stay on your meds. Stay on your meds. All right, we're going to do a quick commercial break and we're going to get into it. All right, guys. All right, let's talk dreamscaping. Let's talk dreamscaping. All right, guys. So first of all, let's just talk the obvious. Right now, a lot of people are out of work. I'm one of them. But I've always, I used to work for a company, my last corporate job. I was in the military. I was electronic technician. So I got a mind on my shoulders. You know, I got a pretty big brain when it comes to electronics. So I had an electronics job. Thing about it, it paid cushy. It was out of town. The company was in Denver. I'm in Atlanta. There was like weeks that would go by and I actually had no jobs. But I'm still collecting a really fat paycheck. And I remember getting nervous. Like, this is not typical. But the money was good and I'm just rolling with it. I got complacent. And then one day I get a phone call. I'm literally in the middle of making a 3-year financial plan with my fiance at the time, wife now. I'm making this plan and I get a phone call from my company and I'm like, hey guys, what's up? Hey, I got HR on the line with me. I'm like, what? Long story short, they let me go. And then I had to immediately come back in the house. And I know my wife heard the conversation. You know, I'm not the quietest guy, you know, but at the same time, I didn't know what to do, right? In that moment, she gave me a hug. She let me know it was going to be all right somehow. And her doing that gave me the confidence that I needed to go ahead and start Legatum Link LLC for real. At the time, I did a course through the VA. And they give you an LLC. You see, one thing you guys don't realize is that there's way more than the GI Bill that you get after getting out the military. It's like you're a rock star and everybody wants to give you stuff for a little while after you're out. But it dries up real quick. So you got to have another plan to fall back on. And so when my company pulled the rug off from up under my feet, I didn't have a plan. I can imagine that there are many people out there who this could happen to. And because it happened and it derailed my plan for a moment, and I said, never again would I put my family at risk like this. So I took a risky plan and did the entrepreneur thing, but my wife had my back. Now, this is a family decision. And what I started to do was piece together a portfolio career. So as we're going to talk about dreamscaping, manifesting your imagination, I'm giving you the backstory of where I came from, right? Of where this lesson even comes from. So having the fear of someone pulling the rug off from up under me, when I finally did go back to the workforce, you know, I'm very cautious on my higher ups now. Like I used to be in the military, so I expect a certain level of, you know, discipline and authority to come from my leaders. And in my civilian life, I changed jobs a lot because of that one aspect wasn't there. But now, because someone has taken from me, I'm looking at my jobs a lot differently. So fast forward, here we are now, co-director of logistics. Great. Love it. Good times. However, it's still contract worked. If we don't have contracts, you know, if people don't have weddings lined up, if people don't have cocktail parties, magazine events, marketing events, if these things aren't lined up, then your boy Cass ain't working his regular 9-to-5. But when I'm not working on that, some people know me like I used to be on my Xbox all the time. No, now I am in my studio working on bracelets, working with my crystals, just you know, finding new ways to meditate in my passion, but I'm also learning to monetize it. And I'm learning to monetize it because of dreamscaping. Now, to me, dreamscaping goes back to the first part of this series, which was manifesting your imagination. It's being able to identify what's in your mind, what it is you want, all right, and then put it into the real world. And then when you put it into the real world, get paid for it. That process is called dreamscaping. So I had a dream about an anthropomorphic or a human-like panda bear that has a staff that does Tai Chi and meditates and goes on this long adventure and he solves mental health problems, so on and so forth. His name's Candy Bear Jones. This character, I was able to manifest into something that actually added to my business. It added to my company, my imagination. Or excuse me, my imagination added to my company. So I was able to take, a really silly kind of metaphysical idea, and I made a concrete bracelet out of it. Now, when you see the bracelet, you may not see a panda, you may not see staff, you may not see any of the things that I use for it, you know, use to create it. But those are the processes that got me to the product that you now have. Does it make sense? There are people who I know who are passionate about all kinds of things. And now is the time to, if you haven't figured out what it is, figure out what it is. And then learn how you can capitalize on it. You see, when I was on deployments back in the Navy, one of the things you do out to sea is you find something you're going to better yourself on. My first deployment, I decided I was going to pay all my bills off, all my credit cards I've been racking up and stuff. And I did that. Then I immediately went balling out of control for the 6 months I was in port or back home at home port. And then when we took off again, oh man, your boy Cass was balling outrageous. But when it comes to, you know, actually recuperating your funds, if you get a chance to do it with your passion, it's a lot more fun. So right now, the world is taking a nosedive. And I'm watching it happen. My restaurant just sent out a message like, hey, we're trying our best not to close our doors. One of the things that my restaurant is doing, even though I don't work in the front, you know, with the servers anymore, what they're doing is they're taking all the food that would go bad because the restaurants have to close now, and we're creating an open air market. So all those, you know, cucumbers and different little pieces of food that, you know, we would put into your brunch food, we're now selling it. We're selling the toilet paper, you know, we're selling the cans of soda, things like that. Rather than just come into the restaurant and eat, the company got creative. Why can't you? I'm sitting in my home studio at the office right now. I, for the foreseeable future, do not see any events happening. Even if this COVID-19 clears up, how long before people are comfortable enough to travel? How long before they're comfortable enough to gather at, you know, events to the point where my paycheck is looking normal again? It could be a while. So right now, I either A, frantically, you know, try to find aid from all these different subsidies, which, you know, of course, is a good thing to do, which I plan on doing. But that's not where the buck stops. You got to prepare more than just for tomorrow. Right. So if you have a renewable source of income, someone takes your job, can you still provide for your family? My answer is yes. It's a little bit more difficult now. I'm used to actually like going to people's houses. I'll sit down with them. I'll pull out my bracelets. I'll lay them out. I'll explain the crystals to them. I'll explain the effect that it has on them. I'll even talk to them about the essential oils that I use, and I bring those as well. But I can't do that. So what I'm going to be doing, and after I get done with this episode, I wanted to wait till this episode was done. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a night market. You see, I do vendor tables. Ever since last year, And I decided, and I'll tell you the concrete idea. So I'll show you a true dreamscaping from beginning to end. But I had an idea last year. I started working on it. Just for sake of proof, I think I'm going to find my first bracelet I ever made. When I made this bad boy, I thought I was going to get paid. I thought I was going to get paid. So one thing you got to take from this as well is that even though you're going to try to live in your passion, it may not work the first try. And it may take you a little while to get moving. But when I show y'all my first bracelet, for some of y'all who follow my work, I got some okay stuff. But when you see this first one, you're going to be like, what? So actually, no, let me give you guys a quick break. We're going to come back and I'm just going to take us home. I'm going to keep this one a little bit more brief. I'm going to just give you an example from beginning to end on how dreamscaping can look. All right. When it comes to manifesting your imagination, developing your creativity, and then monetizing that creativity, it's going to take you to do the work. I can coach you on how to do it, but you got to do it. All right. When I come back, we're going to talk about how I did it. Stay tuned. Okay, so this is how I even came up with the term dreamscaping. Brainstorming, landscaping, done. I mean, done. That's it. So when you brainstorm an idea, whatever idea comes at you is okay. You just write it down. You just put it on the paper, or if you're an artist, you know, I'm not really sure how you would do it, but you just brainstorm your ideas. Just get them all out. Now, landscaping, you trim, right? When it comes to landscaping, you're trimming down. You're not like getting rid of all the green. You're not getting rid of all the grass. You're not taking away the bush. No, you're just trimming it down to look how you want it to look. So you take your brainstormed ideas for your dream, for your goal, where you want to go in life, what you want to do, whatever it is. You write it down, you look at it, and then you start to cut off the pieces that actually don't fit. Okay, so for instance, I wanted to make bracelets for one reason. There was the Live Strong campaign, the yellow armbands. Live Strong. It just started the whole everyone has a different color armband for a different cause. Well, I learned that the green armbands was for mental health solidarity. And I was like, oh, that's cool. But because I'm military, I really like the idea of being able to identify people that I'm seeing and knowing more about them at first glance. That's just an advantage of being in the military. So I always thought, hey, if someone's wearing a green armband, that'd be a cool way to be in like, oh, hey, they're in the struggle, or they're helping out the struggle, you know, but it's a subtle way and you can just do like a quick little head nod and hey, you're in the secret club, right? Took that idea and then made what I made now. But I started by trimming the fat, trimming the parts that wouldn't work for me. I didn't want to have a little rubber bracelet. I'm pretty sure anyone can manufacture that. It's not that original. I'm sure you can put some stuff on there, make it look cool, this, that, and the third. But I didn't want that. So I cut off the fact that it's going to be made out of rubber, right? So now I'm landscaping my dream. Well, what do I want it to look like then? I like those beaded bracelets. Yeah, let's do beaded bracelets. So I start to landscape some more. I can get green beads. Well, what kind of green beads? What green resonates with me and so on and so forth. Wow, I like Chinese things. I like, you know, Tai Chi. I like pandas. I like, jade is green. Why not make a jade beaded bracelet? And as you can see, I start to build on this concept. I start to build and build. And when I got the materials, I started working with different greens and no, the lava rocks are black, so I had to kind of like learn how to match colors when it comes to bracelets, and then how to tie. No, I use navy knots in my stuff. I don't like to use glue, you know, things of that nature. This whole process While I'm doing all of this, time has gone by. And when I looked up, I realized I have a product, and not only a product, but a story that goes behind it. It has literature that goes with it. It has a deeper meaning beneath the surface than just a regular bracelet. And that's an example of what I mean by dreamscaping. What do you want? I wanted to be able to give something to someone, or to be able to see someone wear something and to be able to identify them. Or if that could even happen, if that couldn't happen, I at least wanted to design something that people would like and be beautiful, right? But I wanted it to be something that people bonded over. So, no, my Jade Dragonfly design is a really personal and really artistic kind of endeavor. But I've created another bracelet, and I call it the Band of Solidarity. Can you guess what color it might be? It might be green. But what I've learned is that as I got into this, I'm learning to monetize my passion. Other people have great passions. I used to know a woman who, she would collect the glasses from a bar, because the bar is just throwing out all your tequila bottles and whatnot. She would take those bottles, cut them, and turn them into candles. I know a guy who does the same thing, but he turns them into lamps. You know, trying to reduce waste, things of this nature. Like, they just turn their passions into actual products. And when I go to these vendor tables, market booths, things of that nature, I see so much creativity in the house, from things from earrings to, you know, just different soaps. I see wallets being made. I even see people bringing pottery with plants and artwork and blending that whole concept and making a vendor table on it and still able to sell plants in the wintertime and make her bills. Like, people are very creative, and I love this. So what I'm going to do to show you guys a little bit of creativity, I'm going to set up my vendor table here at my house, and we're going to have a night market here at my house, but we're going to do that in a couple of days. I need some time to prepare for that. I'm getting some new, well, I have all of my materials here. I've been quarantined, so I have all of my materials at the house. I'm making some new designs. I'm using some new stones. I got some really good labradorite. It's a really sexy stone, if you ask me. Very mysterious. Nope. I almost did it. I looked to my left. I'm sorry, guys. I looked to my left, saw my beads, and I started to almost go in on them. And as you can hear, I really got excited, so I need to calm down. Sorry about that. But I'm all about you manifesting your creativity, guys. I'm all about that. That's what keeps the world going around. Creative ideas, innovative ideas. Those who go through a struggle are the people who are going to actually be able to see the intricacies of the details of the things that you need. I'm sure someone else could have made this bracelet, but as a bipolar person who kept getting in situations that needed an immediate calm down and things weren't working, like reaching into my pocket and pulling out an affirmation card and reading it. I actually tried that one time, but you know what happened? I was raging out and I was in the dark, so I couldn't see it, and I couldn't, you know, steady my eyes long enough to read the words that was supposed to calm me down. It didn't work for me. So then again, I tried to memorize it for later, and then that failed me. So I'm like, what can help me as a bipolar person? You know, I had to go into my creativity. What can help me to stay calm? Man, if I had some aromatherapy in those moments, that'd be tight. I can at least calm down. All right, well, how you do that? I don't know. Oh, you know what? I think lava rocks can hold on to essential oils. Essential oils calm you down. Let me put essential oils on all of my bracelets. And so that's my challenge. Every one of my bracelet designs has a lava rock on it somewhere, which means I have to use black on like almost all of my bracelets. And I'm using like colors like white and yellow and pinks and blues. That can get kind of hard. But it's a challenge for me that keeps my creativity fresh. But it's also how I'm monetizing my creativity. Getting a chance to heal myself by therapeutically beating, that's good for me. Helping other people to heal by giving them a tool of essential oils and aromatherapy, that helps me. That's good for me. Helping you guys to find your purpose in life, helping you to do it, not doing it for you, but helping you do it, that's good for me. So guys, I'm here for you. I've learned, it took a while, but I'm not here just for myself anymore. Now, when I was a kid, sure, that was fine. You know, learn all that you can. But now that I've learned so much, it's time to give some of it back. It's time to give some of it back. So if I can give things back, I will. And right now, talking to you guys is a way of doing it. So you guys stay tuned. You know, I'm a small business. So if you're listening and you want to check out the bracelets, you know, I'm currently updating my Etsy store. You know, I'm always putting new stuff on there. So check it out. My Instagram usually stays up to date with my newest stuff. So if you're on Instagram, find me at Castologist. My Etsy store is the Tranquil Shellbacks. Wait, the Tranquil Shellbacks Locker. Yeah, it's a really long title. The Tranquil Shellbacks Locker. There is a story there. And basically it's this. If you have innovative ideas, I wanted to create a marketplace where you can put them. Anyone can create their own Etsy store. Anyone can create their own website. It's so easy now, but some people don't know how to do it. So if you were someone who had, let's say you came up with the idea for the bracelets and you're like, hey, Cass, I got this great idea. I don't know how to market it. This and the third. If it's something that I believe is mindful, so on and so forth, we can talk. You can put it in my storefront. Because when I actually get my physical building, my bipolar and mood disorder, peer support and wellness center, when I get this thing, I will be selling other people's products. So I'm just getting the muscle memory now. I'm here to help, y'all. I'm here to help. So let me help you. And another way of doing so is to reach out to the Bipolar Chatterbox podcast. So if you go to the Facebook and type that in, you will find us. You can find me at Cass Eugene on Facebook as well. You go there, you'll always see links to episodes, to bracelets, to interesting individuals out there in the real world doing things, to guests who have been on the show. Again, I want to say thanks to Tiffany Banks for being my first time guest. Guys, I have another guest coming up. I haven't forgot about her. I don't want to give away who she is yet. I have another guest coming up. And then my third guest, you know, I'm really excited, you know, that he's going to be here. So I'm going to keep on plugging that. I'm going to keep on getting y'all amped and make y'all ask me who is coming. I know the podcast is just beginning. We're just kind of starting. You know, we're really finding our speed and our niche and so on and so forth. But while I'm in quarantine, guys, and I got my Anchor app, y'all might get some impromptu episodes. So what's up? Holla at your boy. Meet me on Facebook, and I'm out.